been shaping this made-up society to fit their mold for centuries. And because they're so afraid of losing power, they are creating divisiveness amongst us through everything. Think about it, there's generational division. Young people do not respect the wisdom of the elderly. This society does not respect the elderly. There's division in races because we don't learn about each other's history. I wonder why. There's division in ethnicity. You're going to come to this country and not speak English. We speak English in this society. Go back to your country. Social class, because we put such pressure on making money, and that however much money you make equates to your worth in this society. Religion, my belief versus your belief, and there's no way to come to a conclusion. Politics, made up, completely opposing views, which is probably the most divisive thing right now, and it's a powerful tool for them. But in reality, all Americans need are healthcare, education, and protection. And gender, based on your external anatomy, we're going to assign you a gender role in this made-up society, and we need you to abide. That's why there's so much confusion with the trans community and what's going on right now. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but there's like a wedding going on for you. I just swing by. Okay, back to the big stuff. So because they think they're going to lose power and everybody would come together if they understood each other, which is how you do that, right? You stop the divisiveness by being empathetic through education. Well, who created the education system? Them. So instead of learning what's going to be like to get older, what to expect, how to invest your money and what to expect in taxes, the history of other races, ethnicities, and religions, and real biology, what are we learning? That mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, how to write in cursive, and the Pythagorean theorem. So it's one big difficult puzzle that they've put together. And what is that final piece that feels so good in the middle that they love? Indoctrination of white people to stay uneducated and ignorant to the reality. So they don't teach us about history, they don't teach us about politics and racial and systemic oppression, they make sure politics don't affect us so we don't look, and they make whiteness convenient with privilege and don't teach us about it, so we don't ask questions. So all of us are like white people. Get on board. Literally, here's your seat, okay? But we do need to come together on all of the other things as well. And we need to stop being so divided and accept each other's differences and start putting this puzzle back together.
I hate to cut off y'all, but she has valuable points here. And I wanted to play the recording first. To let you know that all white people are not racist. You know, there are some white people out there that knows what's going on. There are some white people that's woken up and, you know, did their research, and they're pretty much, you know, getting fed up. They're pretty much getting tired of their fellow whites. People doing what they're doing, and how the government, which is mainly white people, is doing. You know, the system is very corrupt here in the United States, and white people, the non-racist white people, are trying to take a stand. You know, even though it's more racist white people than non-racist white people, but you got to give them kudos for standing up and acknowledging the stuff, the racial elements and racism that's going on in this country. And stay tuned. I'm going to put more video clips of non-racist white people speaking their, you know, their thoughts and opinions and views of what's going on in the society ran by the white government. I just like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Paul Anthony Walker podcast. I look forward to talking to y'all soon. Peace.